Chapter 4. Clive only came back to relatively full consciousness when he found himself next to an old crabapple tree in bloom, near a large willow tree and a bog that was perhaps an acre in size, with cattails, some uprooted by muskrats for food. The bog had once been a small pond beside a boneyard, where milk cows that had died from natural causes or disease were dragged by harnessed Jerry, or later on, by the tractor. His immediate surroundings told Clive that he was at the back of the property due west of his mother's house. He could continue west and come out in an open field and take a circular route back home, but it would be far longer and involve climbing a couple of fences, an irritation he wasn't ready for. There was an urge to find a grassy spot and take a nap, but the air was full of those blood-sucking pests, mosquitoes, and he could only diminish the bites by keeping moving at a good pace. Unfortunately, the paths weren't laid out on a geometric grid, but wandered left and right, and short of busting brush and dead reckoning, he was trapped by the established route set by his mother and Margaret's sons and Sabrina, who had come all the way from San Francisco to help out. Clive had never been a good navigator. Once in his early teens, he had gone fishing with his father, and they had walked a long path through the woods to a small lake where they kept a cheap aluminum rowboat. Clive had forgotten the can of worms in the pickup, and when he fetched the can, had strayed from the path back to the lake while looking at wildflowers. He heard his father calling, and was finally able to thrash through the thick undergrowth to the lake. His irritation was growing over his lack of mosquito repellent and the map. Plus, his expensive pair of Italian walking shoes were wet and muddy.